April 7th. Psalms 7, 37, 67, 97, 127. Proverbs 7. Old Testament, 2 Kings 10:32-12:31. New Testament, Acts 18:1-22. Psalms 7. One Lord, my God, I take refuge in you. Save me from all those who pursue me, and deliver me. 2. Lest they tear apart my soul like a lion, rending it in pieces, while there is none to deliver. 3. Lord, my God, if I have done this, if there is iniquity in my hands. 4. If I have rewarded evil to him who is at shalom with me. Yes, I have delivered him who without cause was my adversary. 5. Let the enemy pursue my soul, and overtake it. Yes, let him tread my life down to the eretz, and lay my glory in the dust. Selah. 6. Arise, Lord, in your anger. Lift up yourself against the rage of my adversaries. Awake for me. You have commanded judgment. 7. Let the congregation of the peoples surround you. Rule over them on high. 8. The Lord administers judgment to the peoples. Judge me, Lord, according to my righteousness, and to my integrity that is in me. 9. O let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the righteous. Their minds and hearts are searched by the righteous God. 10. My shield is with God, who saves the upright in heart. 11. God is a righteous judge. Yes, a God who is indignation every day. 12. If a man doesn't relent, he will sharpen his sword. He is bent and strung his bow. 13. He has also prepared for himself the instruments of death. He makes ready his flaming arrows. 14. Behold, he travails with iniquity. Yes, he has conceived mischief and brought forth falsehood. 15. He has dug a hole, and has fallen into the pit which he made. 16. The trouble he causes shall return to his own head. His violence shall come down on the crown of his own head. 17. I will give thanks to the Lord according to his righteousness, and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Elyon. Psalms 37. 1. Don't fret because of evildoers, neither be envious against those who work unrighteousness. 2. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither like the green herb. 3. Trust in the Lord, and do good. Dwell in the land, and enjoy safe pasture. 4. Also delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. 5. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he will do this. 6. He will make your righteousness go forth as the light, and your justice as the noonday sun. 7. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Don't fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who makes wicked plots happen. 8. Cease from anger, and forsake wrath. Don't fret, it leads only to evil doing. 9. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait for the Lord shall inherit the land. 10. For yet a little while, and the wicked will be no more. Yes, though you look for his place, he isn't there. 11. But the humble shall inherit the land, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of shalom. 12. The wicked plots against the just, and gnashes at him with his teeth. 13. The Lord will laugh at him, for he sees that his day is coming. 14. The wicked have drawn out the sword, and have bent their bow, to cast down the poor and needy, to kill those who are upright in the way. 15. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, their bows shall be broken. 16. Better is a little that the righteous has, than the abundance of many wicked. 17. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. 18. The Lord knows the days of the perfect, their inheritance shall be forever. 19. They shall not be put to shame in the time of evil, in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. 20. But the wicked shall perish. The enemies of the Lord shall be like the beauty of the fields. They will vanish, vanish like smoke. 21. The wicked borrow, and don't pay back, but the righteous give generously. 22. For such as are blessed by him shall inherit the land. Those who are cursed by him shall be cut off. 23. A man's goings are established by the Lord. He delights in his way. 24. Though he stumble, he shall not fall, for the Lord holds him up with his hand. 25. I have been young, and now I'm old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his children begging for bread. 26. All day long he deals graciously, and lends. His seed is blessed. 27. Depart from evil, and do good. Live securely forever. 28. For the Lord loves justice, and doesn't forsake his holy ones. They are preserved forever. but the children of the wicked shall be cut off. 29 The righteous shall inherit the land, and live in it forever. 30 The mouth of the righteous talks of wisdom. His tongue speaks justice. 31 The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. 32 The wicked watches the righteous, and seeks to kill him. 33 The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. 34 Wait for the Lord, and keep his way, and he will exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you shall see it. 35 I have seen the wicked in great power, spreading himself like a green tree in its native soil. 36 But he passed away, and, behold, he was not. Yes, I sought him, but he could not be found. 37 Mark the perfect man, and see the upright. For there is a future for the man of Shalom. 38 As for transgressors, they shall be destroyed together. The future of the wicked shall be cut off. 39 But the salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. He is their stronghold in the time of trouble. 40 The Lord helps them, and rescues them. He rescues them from the wicked, and saves them, because they have taken refuge in him. Psalms 67. First of May God be merciful to us, bless us, and cause his face to shine on us. Selah. To that your way may be known on Eretz, and your Yeshua among all nations. 3 Let the peoples praise you, God. Let all the peoples praise you. 4 O let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you will judge the peoples with equity, and govern the nations on Eretz. Selah. 5 Let the peoples praise you, God. Let all the peoples praise you. 6 The Eretz has yielded its increase. God, even our own God, will bless us. 7 God will bless us. All the ends of the Eretz shall fear him. Psalms 97. 1 The Lord reigns. Let the Eretz rejoice. Let the multitude of islands be glad. 2 Clouds and darkness are around him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. 3 A fire goes before him, and burns up his adversaries on every side. 4 His lightning lights up the world. The Eretz sees, and trembles. 5 The mountains melt like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole Eretz. 6 The heavens declare his righteousness. All the peoples have seen his glory. 7 Let all them be put to shame who serve engraved images, who boast in their idols. Worship him, all you gods. 8 Zion heard and was glad. The daughters of Yehudah rejoiced, because of your judgments, Lord. 9 For you, Lord, are most high above all the Eretz. You are exalted far above all gods. 10 You who love the Lord, hate evil. He preserves the souls of his holy ones. He delivers them out of the hand of the wicked. 11 Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. 12 Be glad in the Lord, you righteous people. Give thanks to his holy name. Psalms 127. 1 Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman guards it in vain. 2 It is vain for you to rise up early, to stay up late, eating the bread of toil. For he gives sleep to his loved ones. 3 Behold, children are a heritage of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is his reward. 4 As arrows in the hand of a mighty man, so are the children of youth. 5 Happy is the man who has his quiver full of them. They won't be put to shame when they speak with their enemies in the gate. Proverbs 7. 1 My son, keep my words. Lay up my mitzvot within you. 2 Keep my mitzvot and live. Guard my teaching as the apple of your eye. 3 Bind them on your fingers. Write them on the tablet of your heart. 4 Tell wisdom, you are my sister. Call understanding your relative. 5 That they may keep you from the strange woman, from the foreigner who flatters with her words. 6 For at the window of my house, I looked forth through my lattice. 7 I saw among the simple ones, I discerned among the youths a young man void of understanding. 8 Passing through the street near her corner, he went the way to her house. 9 In the twilight, in the evening of the day, in the middle of the night and in the darkness. 10 Behold, there a woman met him with the attire of a prostitute, and with crafty intent. 11 She is loud and defiant. Her feet don't stay in her house. 12 Now she is in the streets, now in the squares, and lurking at every corner. 13 So she caught him, and kissed him. With an impudent face she said to him, 14 Sacrifices of peace offerings are with me. This day I have paid my vows. 15 Therefore I came out to meet you, to diligently seek your face, and I have found you. 16 I have spread my couch with carpets of tapestry, with striped cloths of the yarn of Mitzrayim. 17 I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. 18 Come, let's take our fill of loving until the morning. Let's solace ourselves with loving. 19 For my husband isn't at home. He has gone on a long journey. 20 He has taken a bag of money with him. He will come home at the full moon. 21 With persuasive words, she led him astray. With the flattering of her lips, she seduced him. 22 He followed her immediately. As an ox goes to the slaughter. As a fool stepping into a noose. 23 Until an arrow strikes through his liver. As a bird hurries to the snare. And doesn't know that it will cost his life. 24 Now therefore, sons, listen to me. Pay attention to the words of my mouth. 25 Don't let your heart turn to her ways. Don't go astray in her paths. 26 For she has thrown down many wounded. Yes, all her slain are a mighty host. 27 Her house is the way to Sheol. Going down to the chambers of death. Old Testament, 2 Kings 10:32-12:31. 10:32 In those days the Lord began to cut off from Yisrael, and Hazael struck them in all the borders of Yisrael, 33 from the Yarden eastward, all the land of Gilad, the Gadi, and the Roiveni, and the Manasshi, from Aroer, which is by the valley of the Arnon, even Gilad and Bashan. 34 Now the rest of the acts of Jehu, and all that he did, and all his might, aren't they written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Yisrael? 35 Jehu slept with his fathers, and they buried him in Shomron. Jehoshaphat his son reigned in his place. 36 The time that Jehu reigned over Yisrael and Shomron was 28 years. 11-1 Now when Adaliah the mother of Akaziah saw that her son was dead, she arose and destroyed all the seed royal. 2 But Jehoshaphat, the daughter of King Joram, sister of Akaziah, took Joash the son of Akaziah, and stole him away from among the king's sons who were slain, even him and his nurse, and put them, in the bedchamber, and they hid him from Adaliah, so that he was not slain. 3 He was with her hid in the house of the Lord 6 years. Adaliah reigned over the land. 4 In the 7th year Jehoiada sent and fetched the captains over hundreds of the carrion of the guard, and brought them to him into the house of the Lord, and he made a covenant with them, and took an oath of them in the house of the Lord, and shown them the king's son. 5 He commanded them, saying, This is the thing that you shall do, a third part of you, who come in on the Shabbat, shall be keepers of the watch of the king's house, 6 A third part shall be at the gate Sur, and a third part at the gate behind the guard, so shall you keep the watch of the house, and be a barrier. 7 The two companies of you, even all who go forth on the Shabbat, shall keep the watch of the house of the Lord about the king. 8 You shall compass the king round about, every man with his weapons in his hand, and he who comes within the ranks, let him be slain, and be you with the king when he goes out, and when he comes in. 9 The captains over hundreds did according to all that Jehoiada the Kohen commanded, and they took every man his men, those who were to come in on the Shabbat, with those who were to go out on the Shabbat, and came to Jehoiada the Kohen. 10 The Kohen delivered to the captains over hundreds the spears and shields that had been King David's, which were in the house of the Lord. 11 The guard stood, every man with his weapons in his hand, from the right side of the house to the left side of the house, along by the altar and the house, by the king round about. 12 Then he brought out the king's son, and put the crown on him, and gave him the testimony, and they made him king, and anointed him, and they clapped their hands, and said, Long live the king. 13 When Adaliah heard the noise of the guard, and of the people, she came to the people into the house of the Lord. 14 And she looked, and behold, the king stood by the pillar, as the manner was, and the captains and the trumpets by the king, and all the people of the land rejoiced, and blew trumpets. Then Adaliah tore her clothes, and cried, Treason! Treason! 15 Jehoiada the Kohen commanded the captains of hundreds who were set over the host, and said to them, Have her forth between the ranks, and him who follows her kill with the sword. For the Kohen said, Don't let her be slain in the house of the Lord. 16 So they made way for her, and she went by the way of the horse's entry to the king's house, and there was she slain. 17 Jehoiada made a covenant between the Lord and the king and the people, that they should be the Lord's people, between the king also and the people. 18 All the people of the land went to the house of Baal, and broke it down, his altars and his images broke they in pieces thoroughly, and killed Matan the Kohen of Baal before the altars. The Kohen appointed officers over the house of the Lord. 19 He took the captains over hundreds, and the carry, and the guard, and all the people of the land, and they brought down the king from the house of the Lord, and came by the way of the gate of the guard to the king's house. He sat on the throne of the kings. 20 So all the people of the land rejoiced, and the city was quiet. Adaliah they had slain with the sword at the king's house. 21 Yehoash was 7 years old when he began to reign. 12-1 In the seventh year of Jehu began Yehoash to reign, and he reigned 40 years in Yerushalayim, and his mother's name was Tzivia of Beersheba. 2 Yehoash did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord all his days in which Jehoiada the Kohen instructed him. 3 However the high places were not taken away, the people still sacrificed and burnt incense in the high places. 4 Yehoash said to the Kohanim, all the money of the holy things that is brought into the house of the Lord, in current money, the money of the persons for whom each man is rated, and all the money that it comes into any man's heart to bring into the house of the Lord, 5 Let the Kohanim take it to them, every man from his acquaintance, and they shall repair the breaches of the house, wherever any breach shall be found. 6 But it was so, that in the 23rd year of King Jehoash the Kohanim had not repaired the breaches of the house. 7 Then King Jehoash called for Jehoiada the Kohen, and for the other Kohanim, and said to them, why don't you repair the breaches of the house? Now therefore take no more money from your acquaintance, but deliver it for the breaches of the house. 8 The Kohanim consented that they should take no more money from the people, neither repair the breaches of the house. 9 But Jehoiada the Kohen took a chest, and bored a hole in the lid of it, and set it beside the altar, on the right side as one comes into the house of the Lord, and the Kohanim who kept the threshold put therein all the money that was brought into the house of the Lord. 10 It was so, when they saw that there was much money in the chest, that the king Sofer and the Kohen Gadol came up, and they put up in bags and counted the money that was found in the house of the Lord. 11 They gave the money that was weighed out into the hands of those who did the work, who had the oversight of the house of the Lord, and they paid it out to the carpenters and the builders, who worked on the house of the Lord, 12 And to the masons and the stone cutters, and for buying timber and hewn stone to repair the breaches of the house of the Lord, and for all that was laid out for the house to repair it. 13 But there were not made for the house of the Lord cups of silver, snuffers, basins, trumpets, any vessels of gold, or vessels of silver, of the money that was brought into the house of the Lord. 14 For they gave that to those who did the work, and repaired there with the house of the Lord. 15 Moreover they didn't demand an accounting from the men into whose hand they delivered the money to give to those who did the work, for they dealt faithfully. 16 The money for the trespass offerings, and the money for the sin offerings, was not brought into the house of the Lord, it was the Kohanim. 17 Then Hazael king of Aram went up, and fought against Gat, and took it, and Hazael set his face to go up to Yerushalayim. 18 Jehoash king of Yehudah took all the holy things that Jehoshaphat and Jehoram and Ahaziah, his fathers, kings of Yehudah, had dedicated, and his own holy things, and all the gold that was found in the treasures of the house of the Lord, and of the king's house, and sent it to Hazael king of Aram, and he went away from Yerushalayim. 19 Now the rest of the acts of Joash, and all that he did, aren't they written in the book of the chronicles of the kings of Yehudah? 20 His servants arose, and made a conspiracy, and struck Joash at the house of Millo, on the way, that goes down to Shelah. 21 For Yozachar the son of Shemat, and Jehozavad the son of Shomer, his servants, struck him, and he died, and they buried him with his fathers in the city of David, and Amatziah his son reigned in his place. New Testament, Acts 18:1-22. 18:1 After these things Shaul departed from Athens, and came to Corinth. 2 He found a certain Yehudi named Aquila, a man of Pontus by race, who had recently come from Italy, with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius had commanded all the Yehudim to depart from Rome. He came to them. 3 And because he practiced the same trade, he lived with them and worked, for by trade they were tent makers. 4 He reasoned in the synagogue every Shabbat, and persuaded Yehudim and Yavanim. 5 But when Sila and Timothy came down from Macedonia, Shaul was compelled by the Spirit, testifying to the Yehudim that Yeshua was the Messiah. 6 When they opposed him and blasphemed, he shook out his clothing and said to them, your blood be on your own heads. I am clean. From now on, I will go to the Goyim. 7 He departed there, and went into the house of a certain man named Justus, one who worshipped God, whose house was next door to the synagogue. 8 Crispus, the ruler of the synagogue, believed in the Lord with all his house. Many of the Corinthians, hearing, believed and were immersed. 9 The Lord said to Shaul in the night by a vision, don't be afraid, but speak and don't be silent. 10 For I am with you, and no one will attack you to harm you, for I have many people in this city. 11 He lived there 1 year and 6 months, teaching the word of God among them. 12 But when Gallio was proconsul of Achaia, the Yehudim with one accord rose up against Shaul and brought him before the judgment seat. 13 Saying, this man persuades men to worship God contrary to the law. 14 But when Shaul was about to open his mouth, Gallio said to the Yehudim, if indeed it were a matter of wrong or of wicked crime, Yehudim, it would be reasonable that I should bear with you. 15. But if they are questions about words and names and your own law, look to it yourselves. For I don't want to be a judge of these matters. 16. He drove them from the judgment seat. 17. Then all the Yavanim laid hold on Sosthenes, the ruler of the synagogue, and beat him before the judgment seat. Gallio didn't care about any of these things. 18. Shaul, having stayed after this yet many days, took his leave of the brothers, and sailed from there for Aram, with Priscilla and Aquila with him. He shaved his head in Centuria, for he had a vow. 19. He came to Ephesus, and he left them there, but he himself entered into the synagogue, and reasoned with the Yehudim. 20. When they asked him to stay with them a longer time, he declined. 21. But taking his leave of them, and saying, I must by all means keep this coming feast in Yerushalayim, but I will return again to you if God wills, he set sail from Ephesus. 22. When he had landed at Caesarea, he went up and greeted the assembly, and went down to Antioch.